What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, David, music. Let's touch the table on some football. I have a feeling this will be college, right? Yep. Oh, God. Everything out of this sport is so bad. All right, let's do it.
You guessed correctly.
We're 78 team playoffs, Stoney.
We're going to go through some hot takes that Bleacher Report put out there for the incoming college football season. I'm going to start with a two-parter because it is the same team. It involves Clemson. Quarterback for Clemson, Cade Klubnik, will win the Heisman, and Clemson will also win the national championship.
I'm buying. I'm all in on both. I mean, in the top 10, there's only, what, three teams that return a QB. Klubnik take a huge step forward, and Clemson did something they never do. They hit the portal this offseason and addressed their wide receiver deficiencies, brought in some high-leverage guys. They even got a 6'5", 220 kid from 1AA who's an All-American. Look, I'm all in on Dabo. I'm all in on Klubnik. I'm buying.
I got bad news for you, Mike.
Uh-oh.
Your buddy Joel Klatt agrees with you. He picked them to win the national championship.
All right. Well, I mean, he's an idiot, but he can be right once in a while, so that's fine. I'm good.
Next.
Next hot take is the Group of Five playoff spot will go to not Boise State. They're predicting that James Madison may get it.
Oh, dear God. Matt Sluka, the kid who left UNLV at quarterback. You know what? It's basically like, hey, Tiger Woods versus the field. It's probably a good bet to take the field, so I would lean that way. Plus, I don't like Madsen Maddox, the quarterback up there at Boise. Can't stand him. Very punchable face.
All right, I got to be completely honest. I don't know anything about it, James Madison, except they have that cute little dog, the Duke. They're the Dukes.
That mascot looks like they paid $3 for it. I know. It's awful.
But you think Boise State gets it, or someone outside of Boise State gets the Group of Five slot?
I think Boise State is always in the hunt because
UNLV's out there.
Yeah. Well, UNLV, their coach is really good, correct? If I'm not mistaken.
Dan Mullen is their coach. Oh. One problem, they do not have the finances to actually cover year three and four of his contract.
Okay.
That's been a bit of a story.
Okay.
And they are last chance you now. Not that Dan Mullen is egregiously cursing at people, but if you're a failed four or five star, you're at UNLV.
Wow.
I mean, like the Denver Harrises of the world who are on their fifth school, former five-star from Texas A&M and LSU and UTSA. Now he's in Las Vegas. They're doing that all over the field.
Next hot take here is that Arch Manning will start slow and Texas will still thrive.
Well, his first game's against Ohio State, so maybe he will start slow. It's going to take experience. He's got a brilliant head coach offensively.
Unless he's inside the 10.
Yeah, well, that's
Sark
true.
Needs a diaper inside the 10-yard line.
And I think he's going to be really, really good, but he's not going to be the best quarterback in college football.
It would be more of a blanket statement, David, whether it's Julian Sain, whether it's Bryce Underwood, whether it's Dante Moore, whether it's Arch Manning. Any of these guys who have lightly or not played at all, I always lean on the side of caution, to be fair to the kid, too. So I'll buy? Question mark?
This next one for you, Mike.
What?
And I mean you, sir.
What?
Lenora Sellers will emerge as the must-see player in college football.
Electric. And I like the kid.
He's a cock, right?
He's a game cock. No, unbelievable. Okay. Listen to me. If you've watched the SEC documentary, he's infinitely likable in a time where so many of these kids and their families are detestable. He got bribed every which way to leave South Carolina, and his parents are like, no, you gave your word, and we're getting paid plenty of money. This is home.
I'm going to root for that kid.
Lenora Sellers is awesome, and he should take a major step forward this year. The problem for South Carolina is the last 6 weeks of their schedule, and for all these Big Ten loyalists –
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Kenny, pull up South Carol. Actually, you just walk back in the room. Let me do it. Here, this is why I'll never respect the Big Ten, okay? Here's South Carolina's last... Oh, but they play a 1AA team late. Yeah, they don't play 9 conference games. Okay, here's the gauntlet you go on without edit. Ready? Starting October 11th at LSU. Then you welcome in Oklahoma. Then you welcome in Alabama. Then you go to Ole Miss. Then you go to A&M. Then you get your breather against Coastal. Finish the year against Clemson.
Whoa! Seriously, that could be the hardest 6-7 games I've ever seen any team have.
That's life in the SEC. Ain't no Purdue on that schedule. Or MSU for that matter. I love Lenore Sellers. Buying all in.
That was just for you, Mike.
I love it.
Let's get to this with Alabama. Alabama will start to look like the Alabama of old.
Okay, hold on. Stoney, you go first, and then I've got a soliloquy on Alabama.
Well, their running back just got injured over the weekend, their star running back.
Jam Miller?
Yeah, so I don't know when he's going to be back playing. And this is such a big year for DeBoer and all their freaking psycho fans.
Okay.
If they don't have a good year... He might not get to year 3.
Let me help you with why they might look like the old Alabama. Jam Miller news aside. They might have the best defense in America.
Okay.
If you really look at it, I think if I said to you Bama will have a top 5 defense to avoid argument, that's one. And what they've been lacking, their offensive line is back. Led by Caden Proctor, who's playing at 366 this year with a 34-inch vert.
Whoa.
Like... They're going to dominate the line of scrimmage. That's Bama ball. What is Ty Simpson? I don't know. But you have Ryan Williams. You have the line of scrimmage domination. I actually am kind of leaning towards buying Bama. I'm going to say yes to that.
And let's close it out with this one. Kansas will be this season's Arizona State pushing for a Big 12 championship.
Wow.
What, is Devin Neal back for year 12?
Jalen Daniels, right?
He's back again.
No way.
For one more ride.
We're yet to do our Big 12 preview. I'll get there. Are you kidding me? I mean, you know what? F these COVID guys have got to go.
I thought Southfield's Isaiah Marshall's going to be. They got a lot of local kids who went to Kansas.
Well, maybe he'll beat them out, but Jalen Daniels is there.
Okay, so. Look, I'm just going to say no because I hate them. But their new stadium is sweet, and they've got like the wheat end zones. Look, Leopold's a winner.
Yeah.
He's a winning coach, and the only reason he's stuck at Kansas, he's 1,000 years old. But I can't buy them to win the Big 12 because no matter what they do, there's still a great talent differential. Big 12 right now, my lean would be Iowa State. Rocco Becht is probably the best returning quarterback. They got some major transfer help at wide receiver. And that defense, a pain in the ass to play when they do that 3-3-5 crap.
Now, what's key for Kansas is if they survive maybe one loss before that Iowa State game, they do go at Iowa State. So
yeah, going up to Ames,
yeah.
They'll be in the all-black jerseys.
Oh, they'll be coaching the greatest coach of all time going against my Campbell. He's supposedly the greatest quarterback coach ever.
Passed enough, just enough jobs to be stuck in Ames, Iowa the rest of your life.
Yes.
You're exactly right. That is your college football blitz.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.